Oregon had an unexpected visitor 500 years ago.
Well, this one's interesting because we actually know the date and even the approximate time when this huge earthquake hit. It was a 9-plus magnitude earthquake, and it hit right off the coast between Northern California and British Columbia.
Annie Von Domitz is with Oregon Travel Experience, the public-private company that maintains historical markers around the state. And this event was historic.
The ocean floor lifted upward about 20 feet, if you can imagine just how big an earthquake that would take. And then about 10 to 30 minutes later, approximately a 50-foot wave hit the beach.
The great tsunami of 1700 wiped out some native villages and is now commemorated by a historical marker in Lincoln City. And just how do they know all this happened in January 1700 anyway?
What they called the orphan tsunami hit Japan, and they were taking very extensive records at that time, and they knew a lot about tsunamis. So combining those records with the geologic record and the oral histories of the tribes that were living along the coast at that time, we're able to figure out exactly when this happened. So it's a pretty big event.
Elsewhere in Brookings, travelers will note a marker about the only attack by a Japanese airplane on the American mainland during World War II.
They had a submarine off the coast, and there was a small airplane, a seaplane, that they could assemble on site. So they towed it along, or they stored it along in the submarine, and then they'd pull it out and put it together on top of the submarine and then take off on the coast.
The Japanese plan came to be known as the Lookout Raid.
They had two incendiary bombs in the plane, and the idea was to drop them in the heavily forested areas along the coast and start forest fires. And this would divert troops and resources away from the war effort, but also incite panic. And so that was their plan.
The plane dropped its bombs and returned safely to the sub, but the mission was a bust.
It ultimately failed because it had been a particularly wet year, and the rain had soaked the forest, so the bombs didn't start any fires, but otherwise it would have been pretty successful.
The pilot of that mission survived the war, and years later, he made a return appearance.
The Brookings JCs invited Nobu Fujita back to Brookings. He was the pilot in 1962 as a peace gesture, and he presented the city with a samurai sword, which they still have.
And the same pilot came back to Oregon one more time after that, and visitors can still see his last contribution.
He came back and planted a redwood tree at one of the bombing sites. And so that tree actually is an Oregon Heritage tree now, and you can take a short hike up to visit that tree.
More from Annie Von Domitz of Oregon Travel Experience on fascinating Oregon landmarks later this hour, including one near Portland on one of the most scandalous Oregon women ever. Rod McLaughlin for the Osamoto Travel Show.